Listen to KSL for the new and traditional content you've always loved. There's the new Inside Sources, expanded from 9 to noon, and new expanded news coverage with Maria Chaleos on midday, noon to 3. And of course, the news and weather from voices you love, mornings and afternoons. Here are new traditions and the familiar ones on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown.
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again.
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, coming to you from Denver, Colorado, site of the second round of the 2025 NCAA tournament. It's 6-seed BYU versus 3-seed Wisconsin. We've talked about it already, Matt, but it's crazy to think it's been 34 years since BYU knocked off a single-digit seed. It's been 14 years since they've reached the Sweet 16. They ended some droughts on Thursday against VCU. They got a chance to end more droughts here tonight against the Badgers.
And it's a vastly different matchup than we saw Thursday against VCU. VCU was much, you know, I joked, and it proved to be true, but I thought they were the Western family version of Houston, and that proved to be true.
Yes.
High pressure, but just not athletic enough and not disruptive enough to slow down this BYU offense. Wisconsin, they're not going to be able to pressure BYU at all, and that's not really their MO. They like to score, which is it's going to be weird to watch in a way, because that's not the Wisconsin basketball that we've grown up watching. Like, and even in the Big Ten, quite frankly, for much of my lifetime, has felt like a low scoring, lumbering post player league, and Wisconsin is kind of re-established themselves, and it's like they owned a piece of property and they demolished the house and built just a completely like new, a modernized home, and you're like, this is the house we haven't known in this neighborhood forever. So they're a totally different team, but in a lot of ways it's a better matchup for BYU, because the things that have hurt BYU in losses this year, like the Houston games, Wisconsin's, I don't think has the ability to throw that card BYU's way.
Well, as you heard earlier from Kevin Young, and if you missed that, you can listen to the interview on the Cougar Sports Saturday podcast feed. He pointed out that Wisconsin reminds him a little bit of Arizona. And when you think Arizona and BYU, that was 96 to 95. So I don't know if 90s are what we're going to see today, but it could get close, because both these teams love to get up and down the floor. And to your point about Wisconsin reinventing themselves a little bit, even Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard noted this week in his press conference that the game has changed and they had to evolve as a program with their offensive attack, and three-point shooting is the name of the game in college basketball now, and they couldn't have an archaic offense. You look at what Kansas has been doing. It's an ancient offense, and they're bowed out in the round of 64 for the first time in 17 years. You have to evolve in college basketball these days, and when you talk about evolution, there's probably no one better in many respects than Kevin Young, who loves to be on the cutting edge. And I think that this BYU program, what's been funny this week is that they are an interesting storyline for people, because I think there's so many that are fascinated by how did BYU suddenly become this it thing in basketball. Like, no one's going to mistake BYU for UConn or some of the blue bloods, Duke and all that, but why can't BYU be the new blood? And I think that's what's exciting about this matchup, is that you're in year one with Kevin Young. This is supposed to be where it's a filling out year, and you got a chance to get to the Sweet 16. And look, you can never take for granted these opportunities and just assume, oh, you're going to get there next year and the year after that. You can never assume that. So you got to capitalize and take advantage of your opportunity. Let's dive into the matchup a little bit further, which again will tip off tonight, 5:45 p.m. here on KSL, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM only. No online streams for this game on KSLNewsRadio.com. Three-pointer, we give you some stats, some players, and some bold predictions. Let's go with some stats. What's the stat that you're keeping an eye on in this matchup?
It's the scoring. You mentioned that BYU and Arizona game that was mid-90s. BYU is 20-1 when they score at least 80 points. So if it is in the 90s, to me, that favors BYU greatly. When they lose games, it's because they're held below 70 points. If they're even if between 70 and 79, they're 4-2. They have a winning record in the 70s, and they're darn near perfect with 80 points or more. So if this is a high-scoring affair, and I think that is the belief from a lot of experts, and it's our belief as well, that these two offensive teams will put up a lot of points. Give me BYU. I don't want to spoil my pick for the next segment, but 20-1 when you score 80 points, that is hard to deny, Mitch.
That's a good stat for BYU for sure. And I think this is also potentially a good stat for the Cougars as well. 328. That's the national ranking for Wisconsin in turnovers forced. An underrated aspect to BYU in recent games, 5 out of the last 6 games, they've played top 30 defenses, teams that like to pressure the guard line. Now, Wisconsin's a top 30 defense as well, but they do it in a different manner than, say, Houston, Iowa State, VCU, and even to a lesser degree, West Virginia. You know, the one game in that last 6 games that BYU's played that really wasn't a pressure-filled guard lineup was Utah, and BYU, you know, pulled away in that second half. I just think that's kind of noteworthy where that maybe opens things up for Yegor Demon and these guards. I think Dallin Hall has been fantastic in the postseason. He's got 15 assists to only 2 turnovers since postseason play began in the Big 12 tournament. So I think that should bode well for him, too. I just like that BYU's going up against a Wisconsin defense. They're tough, and they're going to limit you to maybe one shot, but they do not pressure, and they're not physical with the guards. So I think that bodes well for Yegor Demon, and it could be a game where he shines, and after a great performance that he had against VCU, at least in the first half, second half he cooled off. I think that's pretty exciting for this matchup that he's not going to maybe feel the physicality as he has seen in recent games. So maybe Wisconsin throws a wild card, but it doesn't seem to fit their MO.
Players to watch. You mentioned one of my players to watch, Dallin Hall, in that win against VCU, 4 assists, which is a little bit low. No turnovers, though. And Yegor, I thought in that game, to me, it was obvious. Dallin Hall is the best point guard on the team. Yegor, maybe he's just better served right now. I'm not saying down the road he can't become a high-level point guard in the NBA. But in that game against VCU, when they got the ball out of his hands and he sort of became a shooting guard, I thought he was much more effective in that game. Because Yegor had 4 turnovers against VCU. 4 turnovers, 2 assists, where Dallin is 4 assists, 0 turnovers. I like this offense when Dallin Hall is running it. And again, that doesn't mean Yegor's not great and can't be effective, but I really like that pairing. If Dallin is initiating, and then if it ends up with Yegor and he makes something with it, that's great too. But I like the way Dallin Hall is playing right now, and I want to see him continue to play at this level. You talked about that extended run for Dallin Hall. He is maybe the key to this team. And to me, it's no surprise that when he started to play like a all-conference type player, they started to win a lot of games. So Dallin Hall to me is critical. He's got to take care of the ball. I trust that he will. Gila's a little bit more scoring.